In the blood of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock, my redeemer. So let us this morning open our hearts and minds to listen out of what God is saying to us through His holy word, which they have read. And of course, one of my concerns as a visiting preacher is that I can never really know where you are in life at this moment in time, if any of you are, what you're going through. To help rectify that, I could ask, or begin by asking a very simple question: what kind of week have you had? Take a moment to think about that. What kind of week have you had? Now, with time to listen to all the answers to that question, you need to have brought your packs, or your sardines, or your back lunch, or whatever, and maybe even need to have booked in the local B&B. That would take a long, long time. And we haven't got time when we go to the city, which we can't see each other nearly enough. But part of the good news that is, as we have as Christians today, is that we have good news. Hallelujah for this. But whenever we live the life that God has given us through knowing His Son Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are a blessed people. And we're told by God's Son in Matthew's Gospel that we have two or three gathered together in my name. And with our God-given faith, it's not ours, so that we don't boast about it, but we can understand what that means that when we come in Jesus' name. We're given that blessing and encouragement gives blessing and encouragement, especially, I would say, to those who are going through the mill at this time. Their life is presenting one difficulty after another, that you're facing difficult times. And I think the opening Bible reading from Psalm 10 painted a very accurate picture of the world as it was then, and as the world as it is today. If you get a chance, or you look at it again, and just compare then and today. Summed up in the opening verse of that, it's that, why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Indeed, it only came to me recently in response to the oft-quoted phrase that when we do look back, we're told not to look back, we inevitably do look back in life, and we have this thought that life has become so complicated, and especially this, the woke and the PC brigade and all their agendas, that we refer to the old days as in the past as more innocent days. And it only came to me recently, in fact, the last couple of weeks. What we really mean is that we could say and describe those days as more God-fearing days, more God-fearing days, where there was still a sense and respect for God. Not that everyone was a Christian, but there was definitely a greater awareness and acceptance that there was and is a God. Hence, the quote, I would say, should have been, going back to the God-fearing days, rather than more innocent days. And these days are not that far back either, if you think about it. Only seems like yesterday we used to get on buses for the Sunday school trip, and all the buses decorated with streamers. Remember the streamers? It's not half today because you can't find a window to open the bus today, so you couldn't do it to let your streamers hang out and things get richer. Things have changed. But the good news hasn't. The good news is still what we heard in our Bible reading. And it came the second reading in Matthew's Gospel, Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. Good news. Is it good news? Just let's hear these verses. 10, Jesus took 12 aside and told them, "We're going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him.
I'm hoping. I am amazed at the presence of Jesus of Nazareth.